This has been a long time coming. The Alex Jones deposition has finally been released to the public. The videos are all over YouTube. It's concerning the Sandy Hook shootings that took place in Newtown. The school shooting basically lit a fire under many of conspiracy theorists, including myself. I almost fell into the booby trap. But when you listen to what other people are saying, you have to be careful not to repeat them. Because there's a fine line between what's real and what's fake. I knew the day would come when Jones would fall into that booby trap. He has a long history of just listening to what other conspiracy theorists say, and just repeating it on air. And when you are a syndicated broadcaster and you have a huge audience like Jones does, you have a responsibility, especially when it comes to children being shot to death at school. You have a responsibility. Now, some people want to say freedom of speech. That's fine. You have the right to freedom of speech. What they don't understand is that you also have the right to be sued and taken to court for defamation, defaming someone's character, putting someone's life at risk by the things that you say out of your mouth. And that's what's happening to Alex Jones. When Sandy Hook happened, when the shooting happened, Alex Jones went with the idea that it was staged, it was fake, it was crisis actors. And I'm trying not to mix the Sandy Hook shooting with the Parkland shooting. Because some reason in my mind, I'm getting the two mixed up. But Jones allowed himself to take the bait. He has said other things in the past that weren't true. Like Obama's going to take everyone's guns. Obama's going to implement martial law. Obama's going to bankrupt the country and we'll be all at soup kitchens and homeless. None of those things happen. But his audience doesn't care because they don't keep in mind the things that he say. They just move on to the next conspiracy theory. And that's the beauty of the Alex Jones show, is that there's always a new conspiracy theory. So you're never able to really grasp, or you're never able to really hold him accountable for what he says. You're so entertained that you don't even stop and say, did that last thing that he say actually happen? Did it come true? You just move on to the next conspiracy theory. So, before I get into the actual video or the deposition, a read from the New York Post here. It says, radio host Alex Jones relied on a raving lunatic conspiracy theorist to promote his on-air rhetoric, claiming the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax, according to court records. I think this guy's name is Wolfgang Haubig. 77 bombarded the InfoWars host with at least 4,000 emails, which Jones relied on to conclude that the 2012 school shooting may have been staged by the government to get more gun control laws. Now, this is a big right-wing issue, gun control. Gun control laws. Jones got a lot of people to hate Obama. I remember this very clearly. I remember it like it was yesterday because I used to listen to the Alex Jones show, especially during the Obama administration. Jones had a lot of people thinking that Obama was coming to get their guns and he was going to implement martial law, as I said before. But anyway, let me keep on reading. That's a side note. It says, it's a lot, yeah. Jones admitted the messages. It says the link emerged in Jones's response to a lawsuit filed against him by the family of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis, who was among the 20 children slain at Sandy Hook. The family's attorney, Mark Bankston, pointed out Jones regularly said the source for his information was going off what Mr. Haubig said. Looking at those emails, you wouldn't agree with me that the man was a raving lunatic, the lawyer asked bluntly during the deposition. Jones replied with, he seemed very credible and put together earlier on. That's what Jones insisted of the man who discussed the supposed tragedy on InfoWars. It says, however, Jones, who also admitted going through a personal psychosis at the time, admitted concerns of his own. He seemed to get agitated about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, he said. Haubig admitted to the Orlando Sentinel that he has spent at least $43,000 with at least 24 trips to Newton, is it Newton or Newtown, Connecticut, for research, demanding public records, including photos of the children's bodies. That's how crazy this guy is. Not Alex Jones. This is this guy, Haubig, who was sending these emails to Alex Jones. Okay. He went to Connecticut demanding public records, they say. This is what the New York Post is saying, including photos of the children's bodies. This guy went so far. He believed in this theory so much that he went demanding photos of dead bodies, children's dead bodies. And you're going to tell me this guy isn't crazy? This is the guy that Jones was getting his information from. A nut job that went to Connecticut demanding photos of dead children because he didn't believe the shooting actually happened. Now imagine if this was your child. Just imagine. So anyway, I'll continue reading. It says, Halbig stuck by his controversial views about whether children actually died in the massacre in an interview released on Thursday. He says, I can't tell whether they died or they did not, Halbig told the Orlando Sentinel. It says, but for 6 years, I have made public records requests to prove whether this happened or not, and they have refused to give me those documents. I wanted for once and for all to know whether Sandy Hook happened. This is, I'm assuming this is still Halbig speaking here. It says he maintained that he is a victim. Okay. It says, why am I being attacked for Sandy Hook? Halbig whined. I'm trying to get answers. And if you prove me wrong, then I will apologize profusely. And I will check myself into a mental hospital. However, he admits his family, a school teacher wife, and two adult sons beg him to drop his obsession. Yeah, I bet they do. They know you're out of your damn mind. So anyway, with all of that, let's get to the actual deposition itself. I said deposition. The deposition itself. Let's get to the highlights.
Tried to make clear is that you're not the one who started the theory that Sandy Hook was a false flag, correct?
Yes.
And that's something that was borne out by InfoWars archives and that you've been able to rely on in court, correct?
I don't exactly understand what you're saying.
Okay, let me help you with that. Mr. Jones, that is a July 27th, 2018 affidavit. Do you see the pale orange part, which I'm now going to read to you? Plaintiffs claim that I started the controversy and or conspiracy about Sandy Hook being a hoax. This is not true. I read that correctly?
I need to read the full page, please.
Please, take a moment to read it.
Let me just read this next. Just read the orange part if you want me to read
it. I actually just read it to you and wanted to know if I had read it correctly. Allow me to read it again for you, Mr. Jones. Plaintiffs claim that I started the controversy and or conspiracy theory about Sandy Hook being a hoax. This is not true. I read that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. The next sentence says, before I ever publicly commented on any issues relating to Sandy Hook, I learned that others with whom I have no affiliation or relationship had already posted articles. Excuse me, Mr. Jones, if you'd like to flip the page. Relationship had already posted articles online making this claim and questioning the events as reported. I read that sentence correctly?
Yes, sir.
Now, to be fair to Alex Jones, to be fair, Jones isn't the only one. There were a lot of people that ran with this conspiracy theory. And like I said, I myself even questioned it. I never made that public, thank God. Some told me to back off of it. But to be fair to Alex Jones, there were a lot of people posting a lot of videos. Not just Mr. Halbig, but a lot of people were posting a lot of videos that would make you question things. But I didn't want to be disrespectful to the family, and I'm a nobody. Alex Jones has a huge platform. Okay, he's not some small-time podcaster or radio show host. He has a huge platform. That's listened to by millions of people. That's why he's in the position that he's in now. I've seen a lot of comments where people were saying, well, what about free speech? Free speech is one thing. But see, it's the damage that was done to the families that people have to keep in mind. That's why he's in the situation that he's in now. I'm going to continue with the video.
So there were a variety of articles and YouTube videos questioning the events that started getting popular in the time period after the shooting. I assume you saw some of those?
Yes.
How long is this? Are we talking? Are we talking days, weeks, months?
Like at least 3 weeks, 4 weeks or so. And then it was such a firestorm. The internet's like, no, this isn't Prozac. This isn't video games. Like I was saying, I thought like other shootings that happened. This was, some type of staged event or multiple shooters or people in the woods and things like that. So it was a whole range of theories and a big internet debate going on that I then reported on and gave analysis to my opinions.
So when you say before I ever publicly commented on any issues relating to Sandy Hook, you saw other stuff going on, right? You mean whether it was staged or not. I mean, in other words, you made some comments about Sandy Hook when it first happened. But in terms about it being a false flag or staged or some sort of hoax event, right, that came later. You're not the one who started that.
Objection as before.
I know that I didn't start it.
Mr. Jones, I want to show you some video clips of some things you were saying as news broke. Can you play the clip day of Sandy Hook?
You've heard me say, look for a big mass shooting at schools. You've heard me. We've got to find the clips the last 2 months. I've probably said it 20 times. So don't ever think the globalists that have hijacked this country wouldn't stage something like this. They kill little kids all day, every day. And it's not our government. It's the globalist. And that is an inside job right there, either way you cut it. I bet money that woman was a super liberal. I bet money. That's what I said. I said, I bet he's in his 20s, a big video gamer, a trendy. Well, notice he didn't have the last few years, and now that Obama's coming in with gun control, magically these shootings are popping up. People got to find the clips the last 2 months. I said, they are launching attacks. They're getting ready. I can see them warming up with Obama. They've got a bigger majority in the Congress now, in the Senate. They are going to come after our guns, look for mass shootings. And then magically it happens. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming.
This is a video where you made comments on issues relating to Sandy Hook, and you put forward a theory that it could be staged by the government to take away our guns, correct?
What objection?
Okay, now let me chime in. That's what I was going back to earlier. You hear Alex Jones himself claiming Obama, the government, is getting ready to take our guns. This is catered to his audience on the right wingers. Gun control is a big issue for them. So what he was claiming was that they staged the Sandy Hook attack. And I'm not talking to people that are very familiar with this. I'm talking to people that don't understand the right-wing ideology, the right-wing conspiracies. They believe that the government is going to take their guns from them. And they're all about pro-gun. So what he was claiming was that the government staged this attack at Sandy Hook in order to justify gun control or tougher gun control laws, and that Obama was going to spearhead that. You just heard it. You just heard him say it himself. So he's playing on the intelligence of his listeners. So let's get back to the video clip here.
That was a video in which you made statements about Sandy Hook and in which you said, put forth the theory you could be staged to take away our guns.
That's a Media Matters edited. That's a Media Matters edited derivative production.
Is that you on that tape?
It's edited.
And that's you talking about, don't think this couldn't be staged. Our government kills little kids all the time. That's you saying those words.
With smart bombs and things. Yes, right. That's edited out of context.
The truth is, Mr. Jones, you were the first person in the world to make the false flag theory about Sandy Hook, and you did it before the bodies were even cold. That's the truth. Mr. Jones, you said in your affidavit that...
Now, he can't prove that. I don't know if Alex Jones was the first one. I don't know if that's true or not, to be fair. I don't know if Alex Jones was the first one. There were a lot of people that jumped on that Sandy Hook conspiracy theory. To say that Alex Jones was the first one, I don't know, that might be inaccurate.
Before you commented on any issues relating to Sandy Hook, you saw other things that other people were doing. That affidavit has false statements, doesn't it?
Nope.
So we didn't just see you commenting on issues relating to Sandy Hook?
That was callers calling it up, and it's heavily edited.
You're going to tell me you watched that video and you weren't commenting on Sandy Hook?
I told you 5 minutes ago before you played it that as a boilerplate of any big public event, whether it's Jussie Smollett or whether it's babies having their brains bashed out in incubators or WMDs, that I upfront questioned it because things from Operation Northwoods and hundreds of declassified real staged events where our government admits that it staged events, that I always boilerplate, say that we need to investigate the news reportage of this and see what's true, because such a long history of governments and corporations and legal groups engaging in fraud. And I said that before you played the clip.
Objection, non-responsive. Mr. Jones, I have a very simple question for you. That video you just saw of you talking, were you talking about Sandy Hook?
The edited pieces were.
The pieces that I edited and put together of you speaking.
Believe me,
yeah, I edited them. When I edited those pieces together and put them in front of you, was that you on the camera?
I saw Media Matters video of that before. That's like you're saying you edited that?
Yeah, I did. It's not.
But you did edit it.
It's not an important deal. I did. Yes, I'm not here to answer questions.
3 second clips together.
Those clips were edited together by me 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you just play it unedited?
That's Mr. Jones. I'm not here to answer your questions. You understand you're here because people have sued you, and you have 4 hours in which they're to ask you questions. You're going to do that for me today?
Yes, I'm answering the questions.
So, in that video, yes or no, you were commenting about Sandy Hook?
In the edited video, I was commenting on Sandy Hook.
You'll agree over the years, you've seen various anomalies relating to Sandy Hook.
I've seen reported anomalies.
A lot of those anomalies are in videos. Things like the helicopter video of people being detained in the woods. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, there's the Anderson Cooper interview with Miss De La Rosa. You know what I'm talking about there?
I know who Anderson Cooper is.
You know what the blue screen video is?
Yes.
Nose disappears?
He knows who Anderson Cooper. Did he just say he doesn't know who Anderson Cooper is? Hold on, let's back that up a minute. Because I've heard him talk all kinds of trash about Anderson Cooper. So for him to say he doesn't know who Anderson Cooper is...
I've seen reported anomalies.
A lot of those anomalies are in videos. Things like the helicopter video of people being detained in the woods. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, there's the Anderson Cooper interview with Miss De La Rosa. You know what I'm talking about there?
I know who Anderson Cooper is.
You know what the blue screen video is.
Oh, he said, I know who Anderson Cooper is. Okay.
You know that there's some videos of some interviews that were just kind of strange, right? Those are something you've seen?
Yes.
There's been discussion on InfoWars about the interior videos taken of the...
I think he said he knows who Anderson Cooper is, but he was shaking his head no, as if he didn't know. So I don't know.
School itself, right?
Yes.
There's been discussion on InfoWars about dash cam video footage at Sandy Hook.
Sorry, you're talking so fast.
Sure. Let me slow down a little bit for you, Mr. Jones. Recently, your lawyer said in a legal document, there is no dispute that the Sandy Hook tragedy was real with tragic loss of life. You stand by that. That's what you admit is true now.
Yes.
You've always entertained serious doubts about what really happened that day.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
All right, look, this is the problem is this. Jones has a right to question anything he wants to question, just like I have the right to question anything I want to question. The problem is, when you start dealing with death, you have to be careful. All right, now, someone writes, let me read a comment someone wrote. Someone writes this on the YouTube page. Someone writes, free speech. So you can be sued because you form some unacceptable opinion or theory. Why? It reminds me when Oprah was sued by the beef industry because she was anti-beef. People don't understand that when you assassinate someone's character, you can be sued for that. You can't be sued for that. And the loss of life is not something to play with when you're on a major platform. See, YouTubers can get away with it. Small-time YouTubers can get away with it. But what people are missing is that this man is listened to by millions of people. And because of that, you have had crazy people attack a family because of things that he has said. People demanding to see the dead body of their daughter. You have to put it into perspective and understand where these families are coming from. Free speech is one thing, but you, when you exercise that freedom of speech, there's still responsibility that comes with that. He has made these people's lives a living hell. Intentional or unintentional, it doesn't matter. This ought to be a lesson to a lot of people, especially people that are in the business of reporting.
By the spring of 2013 or so, let's say just a few months after the shooting, by that point, you had gone from theory to just straight up telling your audience Sandy Hook was staged and the evidence is overwhelming.
Objection,
that's
the form.
Correct?
But what does staged mean?
I'm just asking you what you were telling your audience.
No, I'm
not answering your questions, Mr. Jones. You're going to tell me what staged means when you said it. So what I'm asking you is, a few months after the shooting, you had gone from theory to straight up telling your audience Sandy Hook was staged and the evidence was overwhelming. True or false?
But I'm asking you to define what you mean by staged.
I'm not asking for a definition of staged. I don't care what staged means. I'm asking, did you say it?
I don't have it in front of me, but
they staged Sandy Hook. The evidence is just overwhelming.
By the end of 2014, you had personally done intensive research, and you concluded it was all fake, correct?
Still objection to
the form. The specific areas I was talking about being fake, not in a totality.
Go ahead and play that for me.
But it took me about a year with Sandy Hook to come to grips with the fact that the whole thing was fake. I mean, even I couldn't believe it. I knew they jumped on it, used the crisis, hyped it up, but then I did deep research, and my gosh, it just pretty much didn't happen.
Mr. Jones, you did dozens and dozens
Okay, so that's it. That is pretty much the nail in the coffin. You hear him saying that he came to grips with the fact that it's fake, that it's all fake. And those words have come back to haunt him. Because no matter how he tries to tiptoe around it, it's there. It's on public record. Someone once said that the internet is forever. I myself used to say a lot of things. But I come to realize that what you say on the internet is forever. Even if you take it down. I've seen people try to delete posts on Twitter, and some people saved it, screenshot it. People have taken down YouTube videos, but someone else copied it, saved it, and they'll replay it. There's no tiptoeing around it. You said it.